is from Acts 28, verses 16 to 31. Paul has been on a long journey with many ups and downs to get to Rome. Finally, he's arrived there. When we came into Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with the soldier who was guarding him. 3 days later, he called together the local leaders of the Jews. When they had assembled, he said to them, "Brothers, though I had done nothing against our people or the customs of our ancestors, yet I was arrested in Jerusalem and handed over to the Romans. When they had examined me, the Romans wanted to release me because there was no reason for the death penalty in my case. But when the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to the emperor, even though I had no charge to bring against my nation. For this reason, therefore, I have asked to see you and to speak with you, since it is for the sake of the hope of Israel that I am bound with this chain." They replied, "We have received no letters from Judea about you, and none of the brothers coming here has reported or spoken anything evil about you. But we would like to hear from you what you think, for with regard to this sect that we know that is everywhere, it is spoken against." After they had set a day to meet with him, they came down to him at his lodgings in great numbers. From morning until evening, he explained the matter to them, testifying to the kingdom of God and trying to convince them about Jesus, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets. Some were convinced by what he had said, while others refused to believe. So they disagreed with each other. And as they were leaving, Paul made one further statement. "The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your ancestors through the prophet Isaiah, 'Go to this people and say, you will indeed listen, but never understand. And you will indeed look, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are hard of hearing, and they have shut their eyes, so that they might not look with their eyes and listen with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them.' Let it be known to you then that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will listen. He lived there 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. This is the word of the Lord." I can't believe Paul said, this incredible man of God. It's like, I'm a tinker. I guess we all knew it was inevitable. He had been through so much. All those times that he was beaten, put in prison. How many people were after him, wanted to kill him, plotted against him, shipwrecked. It was amazing he came through that religion. Yet he had persevered through all those things. Yet now he's gone. He was warned, and so we knew that this would happen, but somehow when it happens, it just seems like you're never quite prepared. My heart is heavy. I think back to his last 2 years while he was in Rome. It was great how he wasn't in prison, but he was able to rent a house, and even though, yes, he had chains and there was a soldier there to guard him, he talked to so many people about the gospel, telling them about the kingdom of God. He welcomed all these people into his home. They were curious. They wanted to know. And a lot did listen, but there were some that didn't. He taught them about Jesus from morning till night, boldly proclaiming about Jesus. I'm sorry. Here I am involved in my grief, and I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Lydia. I'm originally from Thyatira, but I currently live in Philippi, where I have the privilege of running a successful business. I sell cloth, well, purple cloth to be exact. It's pretty hard to get the color purple, that dye. It comes from the secretions of shellfish. So it's hard to get those, and then to be able to put the dye together,
So it's quite expensive to have purple cloth. Really, the only people that can afford it are royalty or the very wealthy. My business has done well, so I admit I live quite comfortably. I am not Jewish. I'm a Gentile. But there were those of us who did worship Yahweh. We were drawn to this God who had the power to part the sea, who we heard time and time again cared for his people. We were drawn to him. Well, there's no synagogue there in Philippi. So a few of us women, every Sabbath, would go down to the river where we would pray. It was wonderful to be down there with the water and the trees. And we were hungry for God. And so we faithfully came to pray. I remember the first day that I met Paul. When Paul and his companions would come to a city, they would usually look for where the synagogue was. But because there was no synagogue, they then asked if there was anybody around worshiping, and he heard about us. So he came down to the river, met us, and he told us about Jesus. He told us how Jesus had died. Such a horrible death. And how Jesus had risen. And how he had died and risen, and that he had come for me. When I heard about Jesus' love, what he had done, tears flowed. And I opened my heart to receive Christ. I wanted him in my life and committed myself to follow him as Lord of my life. Paul then baptized me and a few others in the river that day. What a day that was. To be filled. All those empty places, those places of longings, finally filled and filled with the power of his Spirit. There was such joy like I had never known before. It was incredible. Well, as Paul and his companions had just arrived, they, of course, didn't have a place to stay as of that time. So I insisted that they come and they stay with me. As I said, I had done very well, so I had a large home. And it was wonderful to be able to share out of my resources and have them come and stay. So they came and they stayed at my place. Lots of people heard about Christ, but, you know, Philippi was a little bit hostile, I guess you'd say, to what Paul was sharing. And Paul ended up being put in prison again. But you know, Paul, he didn't moan and groan about where he was. It was midnight, and he was found singing and praising God. Kind of like what that last song was talking about. And the Philippian jailer was so impressed by this, came and talked to Paul and found out why were they singing these praises. And Paul shared with him about Jesus. And he and his whole household came to faith. It was pretty amazing. There were other times, you know, Paul was in prison, and rather than bemoaning his situation, in those he talked to people. He wrote letters to the churches, caring about them, helping them grow in their faith. It seems like Paul turned tragedies into triumph. It was wonderful. Well, after hearing about Paul's death, a few of us sat down with Dr. Luke. And Luke explained how he has written a book, explaining all those things that happened from Christ's coming and his death and his resurrection. And you know what? He gave me a copy. Isn't that incredible? And he has unfolded what has happened in the first 35 years of the birth of the church. He talks about how the gospel has spread from the time that Jesus came, and how the Spirit has come and provides the filling and the empowering to spread the good news. He starts off his book with quoting from Jesus and saying how, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. That's really what this book is all about, what the focus is. It's so incredible to think, read all the different things that have transpired. You know, from the coming of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost and the tongues of fire. And then Peter's incredible sermon after that. And then there's the man that was lame by birth, who was at the beautiful gate, and he's healed. Oh, I'd love to have been there and have witnessed just what happened. This man running and jumping and praising God for healing him. Oh, and then there's Ananias and Sapphira. Wow, that was quite the story. The lie they told, being struck dead. And Luke writes about other times, you know, the apostles, a lot of the persecution that they went through. And he tells the story of Stephen, another incredible man of God, stoned to death. I guess he was the first Christian martyr. And then Luke goes on and he talks about Paul. Oh, his name originally was Saul, and he was persecuting Christians. He was even there when Stephen was stoned, maybe even instrumental in that. But Luke describes how Paul met Jesus on the road to Damascus. His eyes were opened and he gave his heart to Christ. From that day on, he was a powerful witness for Christ. He went on three different missionary journeys, and Luke tells a lot of those details of what happened. No, he doesn't tell everything, but he gives a lot of the high points. I think that this account, you know, Luke had been there with Paul, so he knew firsthand the things that had happened. And he was telling us how he even had a chance to interview people, and so got those firsthand accounts for all that he's written down. I think this is going to be a powerful book for people. A book that is very pivotal, going from what's in the Gospels to the letters that are written, bridging that gap, going from law to grace, from God reaching to the Jews to salvation being open to everyone. It really is amazing. As you read the end, you know, or I was thinking too about Luke told us that he was going to call the book The Acts of the Apostles. But, you know, I think maybe a better title would be The Acts of the Spirit of Christ. Because it's all what the Holy Spirit has done through that time. The book ends with the prediction that he had read from Jesus in the very beginning, how that was fulfilled. Of the word of what Jesus has done, going out to all the nations, to everyone, to the ends of the earth. You know, it's interesting. He doesn't end with Paul's death, but rather he ends with this sense of witnessing. And Luke, he describes Paul, you know, this piece of evangelism, saying he welcomed all who visited him, boldly proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, I'm here. I'm grieving the loss of Paul. But you know, Luke doesn't want us to focus on Paul. The purpose of his gospel, of his book, is to focus on Jesus. Yes, Paul has died, but Jesus is alive. I remember Paul once saying that for him to live was Christ, and to die was gain. Yeah, I guess Paul would understand me grieving his loss, but he wouldn't want me to stay there. He would want me to keep focusing on Christ, for life is in him. To continue welcoming people, to continue telling people about the good news of Jesus. We are indeed to be witnesses to the ends of the earth. You know, what Luke wants, I think, as he has written this book, is for us to understand who Jesus is, how he is with us, what he has been done for us, and he wants us to speak out, to tell others about this truth. You know, just as Paul was there in those couple of years in Rome, telling people, welcoming them, having them come into his home, talking to them day and night, you know, there were people that came to faith. But there were also those who rejected what he was saying. Luke closes that, you know, in the end of chapter 28, he writes, "For the hearts of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear, and they have closed their eyes. So their eyes cannot see, and their ears cannot hear, and their hearts cannot understand. And they cannot turn to me and let me heal them." It's so unfortunate that there are those who will reject the truth. But that's not to deter us. Seems like that's very difficult for you in this day and age that you live. There seems to be a lot of animosity, a lot of pushback against hearing about Christ. It's so sad. People don't want to hear that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can proclaim the gospel. You know, as I look at this book, it seems like it ends abruptly. But maybe that's because what Luke wants is he wants us to realize that we are continuing the story. The story doesn't end. And that through all the journeys of life, through the pains, the suffering, the trials, the shipwrecks, God is there with us. We are part of the story. We are continuing on for God working in our lives, and he wants us to open our lives to him, to open our lives to one another, welcoming people, telling them about the truth of Jesus, not holding back. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do that. Yes, there will be those who will reject the message. And pray for those here in your city, because you know there are people like me who are hungry, who know that they are lost, and hunger for an intimacy with God. They know they need salvation. Be bold and share with them about the good news. Continue this story from where Luke has left, where he has ended. Yes, Paul is dead. The book of Acts is complete. But your story continues. If you haven't met Jesus, if you haven't opened your heart to him, open your heart and ask him to come in and fill those places of longing. And follow him as Lord of your life. And be bold and share that good news of Jesus with others. Tell them about his amazing love and how he offers the gift of saving grace.